Napoleone di Buonaparte, as he signed himself until manhood, was born in Ajaccio, one of the larger towns on the Mediterranean island of Corsica, just before noon on Tuesday, August 15th, 1769. She was on her way home from church when she felt labor pains, he would later say of his mother, Letizia, and had only time to get into the house when I was born, not on a bed, but on a heap of tapestry. The name his parents chose was unusual but not unknown, appearing in Machiavelli's History of Florence, and more immediately, being the name of one of his great uncles. The Buonaparte family were originally landowners living between Florence and Livorno. A Florentine first took the surname in 1261. While the senior line remained in Italy, Francesco Buonaparte emigrated to Corsica in 1529. Where for the next 2.5 centuries his descendants generally pursued the gentlemanly callings of the law, academia, and the church. By the time of Napoleon's birth, the family occupied that social penumbra encompassing the haute bourgeoisie and the very minor nobility. After he came to power in France, when people attempted to trace his family's descent from the 13th-century emperors of Trebizond, Napoleon told them that his dynasty in fact dated back only to the time of his military coup d'etat. "There are genealogists who would date my family from the flood," he told the Austrian diplomat, Prince Clemens von Metternich, "and there are people who pretend that I am of plebeian birth. The truth lies between these two. The Bonapartes are a good Corsican family, little known, for we have hardly ever left the island, but much better than many of the coxcombs who take it upon themselves to vilify us." On the rare occasions when he discussed his Italian ancestry, he would say he was an heir to the ancient Romans. "I am of the race that founds empires," he once boasted. The family was far from rich, but it owned enough land for Napoleon's great-uncle Luciano, the archdeacon of Ajaccio, to boast that the Bonapartes never had to buy their wine, bread, or olive oil. One can still see the millstone used for grinding flour in the basement of the large three-story Casa Bonaparte on the Rue Saint-Charles in Ajaccio, where his family had lived since 1682. Napoleon's parents had another home in the countryside, some property in at least 3 other towns, a flock of sheep and a vineyard, and employed a nanny, maid, and cook. "There's no wealth in Corsica," Napoleon's elder brother Joseph wrote years later, "and the richer individuals hardly have 20,000 livres of savings. But, because everything is relative, our wealth was one of the most considerable in Ajaccio." The young Napoleon agreed, adding that luxury is an unwholesome thing in Corsica. In 1765, 4 years before Napoleon's birth, the Scottish lawyer and man of letters, James Boswell, visited the island and was enchanted with what he found. "Ajaccio is the prettiest town in Corsica," he later wrote. "It hath many very handsome streets and beautiful gardens, and a palace for the Genoese governor. The inhabitants of this town are the genteelest people in the island, having had a good deal of intercourse with the French." 3 years later, these people, some 140,000 in total, most of them peasants, were to experience considerably more intercourse with the French, who numbered around 28 million, than most had ever hoped for or wanted. The Italian city-state of Genoa had nominally ruled Corsica for over 2 centuries, but rarely tried to extend her control beyond the coastal towns into the mountainous interior, where the Corsicans were fiercely independent. In 1755, Corsica's charismatic nationalist leader, Pasquale Paoli, proclaimed an independent republic, a notion that became a reality after he won the Battle of Pedacoste in 1763. The man the Corsicans nicknamed Il Babu, Daddy, quickly set about reforming the island's financial, legal, and educational systems, built roads, started a printing press, and brought something approaching harmony between the island's competing clans of powerful families. The young Napoleon grew up revering Paoli as a lawgiver, reformer, and genuinely benevolent dictator. Genoa had no appetite for the fight that she knew would be required to reassert her authority over Corsica, and reluctantly sold the island to King Louis XV of France for 40 million francs in January 1768. The French foreign minister, the Duc de Choiseul, appointed the Corsican Matteo Buttafuoco to rule the island. Paoli naturally opposed this, so the French sent a force of 30,000 men under the command of the harsh Comte de Vaux, with the task of putting down the rebellion, and soon replaced Butafuoco with a Frenchman, the Comte de Marbeuf.